Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very, very happy to be joined by Ken Glickman, Area Arts and Entertainment Contributor in studio. And we're not going to talk about Get a Job. That will have to wait until Monday. We're going to talk about entertainment and missed your theme song.
Should I sing it?
No, that's okay. I understand. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on before we talk with our special guest, Bob Hoffman of Wharton Center, about Mary Poppins, but a lot of things going on in terms of arts and entertainment.
As usual, Lansing is, I don't know, you know, for the size town, we always have a lot going on. View from the Bridge, one of the great plays of Arthur Miller, and it's a wonderful play, and LCC is putting it on at Dart Auditorium, and they are opening tomorrow, $10 and $5 for students and seniors. It's and Dart Auditorium is one of my favorite
venues. Is it always that cheap? That just seems dirt cheap.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Ridiculous.
Well, you don't pay the actors, so
yeah, makes a difference.
But it's it should be a very good play. Riverwalk is producing Living the Dreams of My Ancestors. This is a black play that was done last year that was so popular, and everybody loved it so much that they brought it back just for this weekend. And people are already raving about it, just as good as it was, I think, was as I say, in January.
Very serious show?
No. It's music.
Comedy?
And,
oh, really?
and all kinds of great stuff.
Oh, okay.
So this is really good, and I look forward to seeing it. Now, this Sunday is a Lansing Symphony Orchestra chamber concert called
Masterworks.
A Bunch of Sticks.
Oh.
Now, A Bunch of Sticks, you might wonder, what is A Bunch of Sticks? And Scott,
drums,
of course, can tell you.
Right.
Because the bassoon's Italian name is Fagotti.
Oh.
And that's the Italian name, and that means A Bunch of Sticks. So this is a chamber concert featuring Michael Croth, I think, K-R-O-T-H, on the bassoon and other woodwind instruments at the Plymouth Congregational Church at $3. I don't know how much it is.
See, I would have guessed that had something to do with the drum line.
A bunch of sticks. Yes, well, you can't have chamber music with a drum line.
Right, I got you. That's what would be difficult.
Jack.
Would be very difficult.
Very, very difficult.
Be unique.
That it would be unique.
Yeah.
1:30 in that the same afternoon, Sunday afternoon, is the Michigan Historical Museum. They have a nice little auditorium in there, and they have music at the museum. Mm-hmm. And the Community Music School at MSU is presenting a series of students performing there. I don't know who they are. It's always a very nice afternoon at the museum. So that is at 1:30.
Okay.
And the next thing is, almost made it.
Almost.
Is next week. Williamson Theater has been off for a few weeks, but they are doing a classic comedy called Greater Tuna.
Right.
They did Lesser Tuna before. Now they're doing Greater Tuna. And this is a five-week show, and it is funny and weird and outrageous and a little gross sometimes.
Really?
But I know men that actually enjoy watching gross things and laughing at them. And if you do, Greater Tuna is the one. And Tuna, of course, is a city in Texas. And Greater Tuna
is. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, that explains it. Okay. Makes perfect sense. All right. Well, there are some other things going on besides Wharton Center, but we are interested in talking about
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yes, everyone's favorite musical. And, you know, we have forgotten how new that was and how outrageous that was in the 60s to have live action and animation put together into a musical.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Poppins really broke the glass ceiling in a lot of ways with that. We look at it now with CG and we say, so what?
Mm-hmm.
But it really was something. And I'm a little bit surprised that it took 40 years for them to make it into a stage musical. But it's been getting great reviews. It's here for 3 weeks.
That's a long run, isn't it?
It's a very long run. And I'm really excited to see it. I know you're going to see it tonight.
See it tonight.
We have as our guest today Bob Hoffman, who is the public relations director for Wharton Center for Performing Arts. And Bob is going to tell us all about it. Bob, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Well, you got everybody ready for a great show tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. We had our first matinee this afternoon, and things went really well. So looking forward to tonight and the three-week run of Mary Poppins.
So this is the opening night tonight, am I correct?
Tomorrow night's really the opening night. This is kind of a preview.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. How many shows have a three-week run at Wharton Center? We've seen a few, but not many.
Not very many. You know, the longer week runs typically are the big Broadway shows like Disney's The Lion King or Wicked. Jersey Boys is another one that's coming up later this year that will
Phantom.
Have a three-week run to it. Phantom.
Right.
Kind of the bigger, massive productions.
And why did you decide this should get a three-week? Do you think, obviously you thought that Lansing was a good audience for it?
I think it's based on demand and, you know, what it's doing across the country. Mary Poppins was one of the best or fastest-selling and most popular Broadway show on Broadway last season. So we know it sells tickets. We know that the demand is there. So we want to bring it to the East Lansing market, and producers want to work with us. And so they kind of work with Mike Brand, our executive director, and we'll say, you know what? You guys have a history of selling tickets, so let's bring this to you guys and have it here for 3 weeks.
Now, it took you guys a week and a half to load this show into the Wharton Center, which tells me it's a big show. There's a lot of technical stuff. There's a lot of production value. Tell us about that.
This is very cool. I was actually backstage yesterday as they were loading in, and the set is absolutely amazing. They create the Banks House. It's a huge mansion house that they've created. It weighs 11,000 pounds. And it's on the Wharton Center stage.
That's more than my house, I think.
Probably. It's amazing. And it opens up. It looks, you know, from a distance, it looks like a regular house, but it opens up, and it turns, and it's very elaborate. It's very cool.
I guess if you had a show that took a week and a half to load, you wouldn't want to try it again in 6 days. You're going to keep it there a while, right?
Absolutely. Well, of course, and you know, it takes 14 trucks to move this show from city to city.
Mm, mm.
30 hours to load the show into each new theater, and over 250 props in this show alone. So
wow.
There you go. You can tell it's going to be a big one.
How big is the cast, Bob?
You know, I don't know exactly the number of the cast. That's a good question.
But they all stay in Lansing, and they stay in hotels around town.
They do. They stay in hotels around town. They become submerged into the culture here in East Lansing.
And you guys tell them restaurants to go to and all that stuff.
Yeah, we give them a list of different places to visit and restaurants to go to and, you know, hospitals and bars and different places where they'd want to visit, you know.
So they really do put some money into the Lansing economy while they're here.
Oh, absolutely. These people, you know, they work, but during their off time, during the day, they're going to be out and about visiting the hot spots of mid-Michigan because they're on tour. They're hitting all the places in the country, so they want to see, you know, East Lansing when they're
sure.
here.
Bob, a lot of people remember Julie Andrews and Mary Poppins back from the film, and as Ken mentioned, you're combining animation and live action. And in terms of the special effects, I'm very curious how some of these things are going to be done.
Well, I can't give away any secrets, but I can tell there will be definitely some special effects. You know, maybe some flying, who knows? But definitely some amazing things are going to be taking place on stage. And you got to understand, like I said, you know, the set of the house alone weighs 11,000 pounds, and they created this just for the touring production.
It's a Disney production, am I correct?
It's a Disney production.
Yeah.
Lighting, the show uses over 175 moving lights, 576 dimmers, 270 lighting fixtures.
Wow. Now, have you seen this on Broadway?
I did. I saw it on Broadway 2 years ago.
I wonder how different it's going to be.
I don't think it's going to be very much different at all. you know, maybe a little smaller set, in the sense that when they're on Broadway, you know, they're usually there for a very extended run, a long extended right. run. So they sometimes will build things right into the theater. And I think that you're going to get the same experience that you would on Broadway, probably even better, I think, sometimes here when they're on tour, because they're energized, they're full of life. You know, sometimes, well, I'm not going to knock Broadway because I love Broadway, but when you're in a market for a long, long time, over a year, you know, it becomes a job. They're excited. They're excited to move across the cities, you know.
You know, and
cities,
when
so.
When Disney does a show, they really create some production effects that are so unique and so sophisticated that they're patented. I know in Beauty and the Beast, I think they patented the way the movement of the castle turned around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was a patented trick, as it were.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did that with this show or other Disney shows as well, because you know, this show has some amazing technical abilities that you're going to see.
Now, of course, we all know the songs Supercalifragilistic and
Spoonful
of Sugar and all this. Are there additional songs that people will not know?
No, you know, it really combines the songs of the Disney movie with some of the shades of the original story. It's a little bit different from the original story, but there's a theme there. So you're gonna understand, you know, the original story, but it's not true to the book.
Bob, are there local performers or people who are working on the crew here that we may have seen before?
There's stagehands, but unfortunately there's nobody from the Mid-Michigan area in the show itself. Okay.
Well, right. There's probably some Mid-Michigan musicians.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And Ken, you would know that because you're one of them, not performing in Mary Poppins, but yes, absolutely. They will have musicians that will be part of the orchestra.
Yeah, the orchestra usually travels with piano, bass, and drums or something like that, and everything else is local.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Bob, before we let you go, I'm going to see the show tonight as you are. What do you think the chances are before they leave that we can get Ken in that harness and let him fly across the
I need
Warren
that,
Center?
Bob, I need that. I need to do that.
You need to do that.
Yes. Well, it should be on YouTube.
You know what? And I'll even push you.
A lot of people would be lined up to do that. Hey, Bob, thanks so much. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Ken Glickman, our area arts and entertainment contributor, here with Bob Hoffman from Wharton Center. Ken, I want to thank you very much for coming in. Great job.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Jack.
And we will talk with you Monday for our Get a Job segment. We'll be right back with our final segment in just a minute. Jack Ebling here. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.